The more one laughs, the less dignity will he possess. Whoever jokes excessively or indecently is a person who will be taken lightly. Whoever does something frequently will become known by that thing. Whoever speaks often, errs often. The more often one errs, the less modesty will he possess. Whoever has a low level of modesty will also have a low level of piety. And when one has a low level of piety, then his heart dies. Umar ibn al-Khattab. Welcome back, English Seekers. This is Nur al-Din and you're listening to English Seekers Podcast. By the way, you can listen to English Seekers Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts absolutely for free. Without further ado, let's get into it. Today's vocabulary is dignity, possess, excessively, indecently, modesty, piety. So, the first one is dignity. As a noun, it means you have high standards of manners and good qualities. You are noble and honored. For example, if you are going to ask me why I didn't take that huge amount of money, the answer is because of my dignity. Maintain your dignity and keep it safe from any kind of wrongdoing. Next one is possess. It's a verb. It means to have or own something. For example, this man possesses great dignity. Turning $1 million offer down didn't even take a second from him to think about. I think you possess great skills. Why didn't you apply for this job? Excessively. It's an adverb, and the adjective is excessive. It means going over the limits, simply speaking too much. It's over. For example, my kid poured milk excessively in the glass. And here we are, milk is all over the dining table. Next one, excessive working out doesn't come up with good results. I think you should look this up. Next word is indecently. It's an adverb and the adjective is indecent. It means nasty or inappropriate, or something isn't decent and good to do. For example, it was so indecent from this boy to shout at his parents back in such a way. The employee talked indecently with the customer, which resulted in getting him fired on the spot. Next one is modesty. It's a noun. It means you're not showy or too proud of what you do. You're humble and down to earth. It also means you dress, you talk, and you behave in a good way. For example, I do appreciate the modesty this girl has. She's decent and never thinks she's better than her colleagues at work, even though she's the best. Modesty is a crown on the top of the heads of its people. Next word, and the final one, is piety. It's a noun. It means you are in a high level of awareness of what you're doing, especially in a religious manner. Like for instance, being aware that Allah is watching you all the time and you don't have a place to hide from Him, so you make sure you do what pleases Him. And that includes being good to your parents, your community, and trying to be the best version of you. You do all this for the sake of Allah. Being aware that He's watching you should put you in comfort as He's taking care of you and never left you alone. Show gratitude and know that He's always there for you and that He gave you all what you need so you can see through hardships and blossom. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. That was really appreciated. I hope that you liked this episode. Feel free to share this with your friends. See you next time.